Warworth Town Hall, a strategic vision for the rebuilt town hall. Another important piece of work. Yeah.
Thank you, Peter. I mean, I think in the 25th of March, when the Warworth Town Hall was on fire, we all felt a real feeling of shock and horror at the extent of the fire, a real dismay at the loss of many very valuable artefacts in the CUNY Museum and the listed chamber, but of course a sense of relief that no one had been hurt in the fire was very important. But what very quickly emerged was a real unity and determination in the council and in the community that we must do everything we can to save the Warworth Town Hall and to bring it back as a new and improved heart, civic heart in Warworth. And that's what this Cabinet report is about. It's about making a commitment to save the building as best we can. The facade is still in place. We're not entirely clear what we can save on the interior, but that work's going on. But to really look at what we can do going forward in terms of our vision of civic and community facilities within that building. What we have set out, having looked at the council service requirements and on some of the public meetings I know yourself and the Chief Executive attended with the Warworth Society and others, is in paragraph 14, looking at some enhanced library, a new and improved space for the Cumming Collection, potentially a museum, a flexible space for community and civic events, and I know something that Councillor Lauder will be particularly pleased to see, the potential for facilities for marriage, civil partnerships and citizen ceremonies. You know, Councillor Lauder was married in the Warworth Town Hall, and many people in Warworth were married there, so I think having marriages back there would be something that would be particularly welcome. It's our intention, if this vision is agreed today, to go out to public consultation on that vision and ask people's views, to use the community conversation style of consultation that's been so successful with the Housing Commission. We've already had given a brief preview to the Warworth Society. We met week before last, and they've been very welcoming of our proposals. So I hope Cabinet will endorse this vision today.
Thank you very much indeed, Fiona. Steve, John, anything that you want to add to those introductory comments?
I will just mention that this is the start of the process. Really, we have a long way to go, and this is not going to be quick. Particularly dealing with a listed building, it's going to be quite complex in relation to the eventual solution we come forward with in relation to the refurbishment and rebuilding of the centre. But also, really, we are looking forward to consulting with local people and get their ideas about the future use of this building, because it is in the heart of Walworth. It's at the heart of our Open the Castle Regeneration Project. Adjacent to the Warworth Town Hall, we're looking at creating a new public square, which is part of the scheme on the Haygate. So this building is going to be a real prominent public building in the heart of our Open the Castle Regeneration Project. So we're really looking forward to getting out and meeting people and getting their ideas for this building.
Steve, what's the best guesstimate this report includes a recommendation for you to report back by next February on the results of the consultation exercise. I guess the question on people's minds is, when actually will we see this building back to life in Walworth? What's the best guesstimate on that?
I think the best guesstimate would be around 4 years to deliver a project of this complexity, to be honest.
Okay. I mean, it's important we get it right as well, isn't it, in terms of what goes in. Veronica?
Can I just say, it's sort of a bit connected to the last culture strategy, is that, of course, we lost the ones at the top, we lost the King Museum entirely. We didn't lose the collection, but we lost the museum entirely, and that for all this time, and it's not an easy one, it means that our whole museum, small staff, and will have to do all their work elsewhere and think through how to operate in the meantime, because obviously it is a sort of cultural asset in Southwark that is very well visited and has had some outstanding exhibitions, and we want that to continue. So this does, you know, it is a struggle to do this without the museum at all.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? No, there are three recommendations here to approve the high-level vision, to instruct officers to agree a consultation plan, and to have a report back with the results of that consultation by next February. Can we agree those recommendations, please? Agreed? Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. We move to Dulwich and the supplementary planning document. A bold vision of high-rise developments.